Maddie's boyfriend's doing something that's making her worried about their future together. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, would you allow your partner to take a one-month break from you and the relationship with no communication between you two?
Oh.
I feel slighted, sad, angry, and hurt that they told me they wanted this break because they have a lot going on in their lives. Well, I do, too. And I should be included, shouldn't I? I'm not running away because my life is chaotic and crappy. I feel like they shouldn't either. Am I overreacting? Has a break like this ever worked out for anyone, or is the writing on the wall?
So initially, I feel like this is a glaring red flag that there's problem. That there's a problem in the castle.
Yes.
That this is a... this is a thing for them to...
We were on a break.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the episode of Friends.
That was almost insurmountable.
Yes.
For Ross and Rachel.
However, Ross and Rachel from Friends, they got back together.
It was messy, though.
It was messy.
It was messy. Took a long time.
But it's possible. So if you look at pop culture, not real life...
Yes.
That could be a thing that shows you that it is possible.
But then you also then pointed at me. And at first I was
I did.
What?
That's right.
I was just like, what are you talking about? I got dumped a lot? And no.
No.
No, I did actually get dumped by my husband.
Yeah.
When we were dating.
That's right.
Because he wasn't ready yet.
But
he had some things in his own life to work out. Thought that that just meant, you know, this, it's not good for us. Not the right time for us.
But obviously that worked out.
It worked out.
You just needed
like
that
eight
break.
8 months later, yes, he came back around. I didn't know he was going to be coming back around.
Right,
he
right,
didn't
right,
say,
right.
Hey, let's hit pause. He just, you know, was like, I don't think I'm in love with you. And I was like, well, there's no coming back from that.
But there was. But narrator, there was.
There was. We're going to be celebrating 20 years of marriage
I know.
This year.
So there you go. So I, Maddie, if there's a little bit of a thread of hope.
A threat of hope.
A thread.
Oh, a thread. It's a threat.
Threat.
We're threatening you with hope.
Yes, that's right. If there's a threat of hope, it's you can look at Kelly and Ross and Rachel as success stories.
More me, less Ross and Rachel.
Because yours is real.
We don't need any more any copy girls involved.
That's oh yeah.
The copy shop girls.
That's
yes.
Right.
No.
That's right.
We don't need that. So yeah, I think. Okay, so. I understand, like, initially you're thinking, your spidey senses are tingling. Like,
yeah, you're
what,
like,
what do they need to go do for a month?
Right, and why a month? Why, that seems
feels,
like a very arbitrary, just
yes.
Sort of length of time.
Right, but, and it's like they've chosen a beginning and an end to your break. Like,
yeah.
Okay, that 30 days is all I'm going to need,
right.
And then I'll come back to you and everything's going to be fine.
All right, day one
that
starts tomorrow.
Yes. And in my situation, like, I thought that was it.
It was just open-ended.
Yes.
Right.
And then, you know, he had to go and then discover, oh, that she was my future. She
yeah,
is my future.
Exactly. And
maybe that's what may happen here is your significant other mm-hmm. is going to go take that breather.
And then
figure out what life is like without you.
Right. And decide.
Then that will give them clarity.
Okay.
And it could, but it's risky. I get that. It's
yeah.
Risky because it could go the other way where they like, oh, this is better without you.
502-795-1997 is our number. You know, group therapy, you've been in this situation. Tell us how you dealt with it.
Yeah, this is always not a one size fits all.
No.
I mean, you can kind of hear a bunch of different situations
mm-hmm.
and how it went one way or another, but only you are going to know the connection you have
yeah.
with your partner and whether you think this is going to be a good thing to help you guys grow or it could
be the
end of it.
Start of the end.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. 502-795-1997. Send us a voice note or call or text. We'll take some of your stories on the way. So Maddie's boyfriend has suggested a 1 month break.
We were on a break.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With their relationship. Now, we don't know how long they've been seeing one another. That wasn't disclosed to us. But Maddie is like, hey, this seems like a big red flag. Now, it did work out for Kelly and her relationship. She ended up getting married. They're getting ready to celebrate their 20th anniversary.
Exactly. So, you know, but the difference, I think, here being, you know, we just, when we split up, there wasn't like a timestamp on it. And this feels oddly specific. Like 1 month, we're going to be apart, no contact. And then, so it's like, okay, why?
Why a month?
Why a month?
Yeah.
What's going on? He's just being very vague about it.
Yeah, what you said, Lisa texts in and says, asking for a 1 month break is way different than breaking up. He wants no contact. He has someone else and wants to see where it goes, but wants to make sure you're still waiting in a month.
Mm.
Yeah, ditch him.
That feels like that could very well be.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Andrea says, I think she should just go with it. Because it may work for her.
Oh.
She may figure out she doesn't need him.
Also true.
Why would you want to be with somebody that wants a break if he's actually telling his feelings? Something going on with him, just like you, Kelly, could change, but something apparently needs to happen. So he will know it's very hurtful. I get that, but that's what relationships are about. So thanks,
yeah,
Andrea.
And was there like a reason?
Yeah, we don't know the reason necessarily. We don't know why. We just know that he's wanting a break for 1 month. No contact, no nothing.
And that's just weird. That's just odd.
And maybe, you know, because we're just hearing her side of the story.
Right.
You know, maybe it wasn't, maybe he said, you know, maybe we just take like a month or something. Maybe it wasn't like a hard, fast month. Maybe he was just throwing out like, just to show her that there is an end in sight.
Right. But I think either way, you grant him that time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously, he feels like he needs it for one reason or another.
But you know what I wouldn't do? After a month, I would not reach back out.
No.
I would make him make that move.
Exactly. Yep. And I feel like this could give you clarity as well.
Mm.
And either he's going to come back and know that you are his forever.
Mm-hmm.
Or
there's room to grow for you.
Exactly. So either way, I think you absolutely need to take this, maybe even for yourself.
We got a text from Amber who says, maybe he's going to jail for a month.
Okay.
So there's a little secret he didn't tell you. Oh, hey, by the way, I got busted for something, and I'm going to be going away for a month.
Okay.
To jail.
So maybe if we know his family, we just didn't follow up and investigate that. That's the thing. I don't know how it, you know, integrated into his network.
Yeah.
His network of people that she is. Family, friends. Yeah. It doesn't sound like that's the case where she could get some clarity or advice from anyone that knows him.
And it didn't say whether or not they were from Southern Indiana. So I don't know if going to jail was necessarily something that was going to happen, but
why does Southern Indiana come into play?
I'm just joking. Just jokes over here. Come on. All right. So yeah, I think obviously it's going to happen.
Right.
Like it's not a thing of, oh, let me prevent it from happening. It sounds like it's going to happen.
No,
so
it's going to happen. But you go on with your life.
Let it happen. You go on with your life and don't be the one to reach out at the end of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And you know, maybe there is a happily ever after this. You know, Kelly's a testament for that.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Right. But you kind of take that time for yourself,
mm-hmm,
and do some soul searching about what you need out of life. And then however the chips may fall is how it's going to work out.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Excellent.